right, so Brian Laundrie's lookalike. Brian Laundrie, the most wanted man in America. His lookalike, spotted on the Appalachian Trail. Bit of a rude awakening, to say the least. Handguns, riot shields, and a bunch of people descending on the poor guy and his girlfriend, Severin Beckwith and Anna Brettman, a young couple from Ithaca, New York, had been hiking from Georgia to Virginia on the Appalachian Trail. Been out there since late September. They're in western North Carolina. After a few days of hard rain and a little sleep, they decided to take a break from the woods. A shuttle delivered them to the lodge at Fontana Village, where they ate lunch and lay down for a midday nap. Knocking awoke them. There was a muffled voice outside the door before it burst open. Yeah, there they were. Guns drawn, riot shields, U.S. Marshals everywhere. It was quite the to-do. He looks like a lot like Brian Laundrie, they say. Shaved head, beard. Anyhow. Hi! Who are you? Get on the ground! Whoa, it's not me. That's what everybody says. Well, yeah, but it's not me. Yeah, anyhow. But really, it's not me. All right. You want to know what's fun? I'd shift gears a little bit. Here's what's fun. Watching the little fat kid at CNN, Brian Stelter, get schooled on his own program by Barry Weiss, the former New York Times turned free speech champion out there, just ripping on him. Brian Stelter tries to be a media critic. Never, of course, mentions CNN's massive failures or the massive failures of the liberal media in general. But boy, it was fun to watch Barry Weiss dismember him. Watch this.
You're right. There are tens of millions of Americans who aren't on the hard left or the hard right who feel the world has gone mad. So in what ways has the world gone mad?
Well, you know, when you have the chief reporter on the beat of COVID for the New York Times talking about how questioning or pursuing the question of the lab leak is racist, the world has gone mad. When you're not able to say out loud and in public that there are differences between men and women, the world has gone mad. When we're not allowed to acknowledge that rioting is rioting and it is bad, and that silence is not violence, but violence is violence, the world has gone mad. When we're not able to say that Hunter Biden's laptop is a story worth pursuing, the world has gone mad. When, in the name of progress, young school children, as young as kindergarten, are being separated in public schools because of their race, and that is called progress rather than segregation, the world has gone mad.
Oh, it's nothing like watching him get eviscerated, disemboweled, destroyed on his own program. It's kind of fun. How that guy has a program of his own to begin with is quite a stunning development, to say the least. All right. How about some Joe Biden time? You need it. You need an education. We're going to do a little bit of it here right now. Joe Biden said he was not an activist, was not marching for civil rights, just a white kid working at a black dominant swimming pool not far from his home. It's important that I lay this groundwork and this historical reference because now he says he was part of the civil rights movement, did all these things. But back in 1987, I think he had a much more clear memory of those things. Listen.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else. I was a suburbanite kid who got a dose of exposure to what was happening to black Americans when I'm in my own city. Worked there, one of the only white employee is the only white lifeguard in this, the 13 or 14 lifeguards, to find out that many of these guys lived in that city their whole life, a small city, and never knew a white man. It was a revelation to me.
Yeah, he's had a lot of revelations since, because if you fast forward, Joe Biden now says, well, he was a civil rights activist. His claims have evolved. His experiences have evolved. Weird, right? How over time you just start telling a lie over and over, and either you're too old to remember, it's not actually true, and it's not credible, and maybe it's not competent, but you do it anyway because you don't know any better? Listen to this.
And he looked at me and said, Joe, you should run. I said, but I feel strongly about all these issues, but I got involved in the civil rights movement and the war. He said, Joe, you should do
it. Got involved with the civil rights movement? He didn't. No, he didn't. He got involved with a lot of things along the way. I know that because Politico reporter Ben Schreckinger says he may not have been involved in civil rights, but he was involved in a lot of dirty, shady deals since he arrived in Washington, D.C. And now remember, Ben Schreckinger here of Politico is a left of center, far left of center reporter working for Politico, a far left of center rag that defends the indefensible on a daily basis for liberals. And yet this is what he says about Joe Biden and his dealings inside the swamp. Listen.
The big things that was sort of consistently surprising to me as I was reporting on the Bidens, both for Politico and in the course of researching this book, were the number of business dealings that relatives had over the decades that raised questions at the time or are raising questions now about possible conflicts of interest. And I thought it was worthwhile and fascinating to sort of integrate what I was learning about some of these more sophisticated business dealings with the sometimes folksy image that we have of Joe Biden and his family.
This folksy image of Joe Biden and his family. Ah, shucks, folks. I'm just a guy trying to do my best, just struggling through. Somehow I'm worth tens of millions of dollars, but yeah. But I don't know how that happened. Yeah, me either. Let me tell you what you need to do today to support America. Make it America first by going to patriotfoods.com. America First is something we can do together. Support the home team. If your Christmas gifts aren't going to get off a ship that is bobbing around off from California's coast, don't worry about it. Shop local, buy local, be local, support the local team. And you can do that with patriotfoods.com as well. Support American farmers. If you spend more than $100, whatever you buy will be delivered to your doorstep free of charge. I know the steaks were out of stock, but that's only because of very high demand. No issues there. They should be back by now. I'll check for you during the break. It's the Steve Gerber Show. PatriotFoods.com.